White Horses, written by Rachel Treasure and read by Miranda Nation. The bell of the Widginup store door was still jangling as Drift walked in, and Shaneen instantly started blabbing about the latest drama on her Facebook feed. "Well, I'm totally devoed. Just devo-stated," Shaneen moaned from behind the counter cluttered with chewing gum and chocolate bars. Drift swiped her wide-brimmed Stockman's hat from her head, enjoying the cool of the air conditioning on her brow, and thought, "Here she goes." Shaneen threw her phone down theatrically, her melon breasts wobbling in her low-cut red tank top, causing the tiger tattooed on her left boob to jiggle too. She interrupted her monologue and swung around to the pigeonhole mailboxes and gathered up a large bundle for Drift.
"Your dad has two copies of his Brainbox magazine in there. It means you two must have been gone a while. What, over 4 months? I've had two roots since, and not from the same bloke neither."
Drift took up the New Philosopher magazines bound up in a rubber band with the other mail, relieved her dad would have something to distract him. She smiled at Shaneen. Hearing about Shay's life was like trying to follow the plot of a long-running, badly written TV soapy. Drift lifted the hot weight of her long hair from the back of her neck and wound it into a blonde knot, waiting for Shay's verbal diarrhea of daily drama. Today, her friend's short flop of lank hair was a chalky purple. The last time she'd seen Shay was when she and her dad had carted the first lot of cattle out from Pinrush Point. Back then, Shaneen's hair had been flame red on top, shaven on the back and sides.
"Such a shame! He was such a spunk!" Shaneen said, picking up her phone and staring at it again. "Far too young to cark it. Oh, what a bugger. And here, if you can believe it. Nothing ever happens here."
"Who's died? One of the blokes you had sexual relations with?" Drift asked, framing the words "sexual relations" in inverted commas with her index fingers.
"No, you dick."
Shaneen flashed a picture on her phone of a shirtless Islander man, boardies slung low on lean hips, dark hair long and surfer cool.
"Kai Kahia, you know, he's famous, with a capital F for fucking famous."
"Oh yeah, him," said Drift, without a clue as to who she was talking about. Steering away from Shaneen's celeb news, she instead turned her attention to the chocolates on the counter.
"I didn't know they did M&Ms in chocolate blocks nowadays. How weird." "You friggin' redneck on the road hobo? What rock have you been hiding under?"
Shaneen said, looking at her with her dark gaze.
"They've been around forever. Honestly, you and your dad might act like professors of Pinrush Point, but you don't know nothing."
There was a chirrup from the tinned foods aisle, and a bird the colour of a custard slice and cement fluttered towards them. It landed on Shaneen's shoulder and nibbled one of her ear piercings with its curved grey beak. Shaneen lifted a finger to stroke the vibrant orange blob on its cheek.
"Hello, head bob," she whispered to the bird. "I know she's backward, but we still love her."
The bird, true to his name, bobbed his head up and down.
"Blow me, fuck," he screeched.